Welcome to this segment of A Day at DPL, a thought leadership series that is part of the Advisor Revelations podcast. You will hear from DPL's founder and CEO, David Lau, and a special guest where they will discuss educational topics around industry trends and best practices, providing advisors insights to grow your business and better serve clients.
Today, I've got a terrific guest on DPL's Advisor Revelations podcast, someone well-known in our industry, Natalie Wolfson, the CEO of Orion. Natalie's been an industry veteran around for about 30 or so years. You and I both been around about that long and don't look it at all, I must say.
I hope you're right.
Yes, Natalie, you know, came to Orion after a pretty long stint at AssetMark and many other, you know, companies throughout the industry. AssetMark was a public company that you grew, you know, substantially during your tenure there. And you were instrumental in developing, you know, many other products and services, you know, throughout your career in the financial services industry. And coming into Orion, you know, following a founder is always unique. And you've been there about a year now, in charge of about 1,500 people and one of the largest platforms in our industry. And how's it been going?
It's been going great. You know, first thing I want to say is, you know, following a founder can be interesting, as you said, but Eric Clark is one of the great people of our industry. And having him as part of the transition has been fantastic. And, you know, he's still on our board, still very actively involved with Orion, which is the best possible outcome, I think, if you're transitioning to a new CEO. And the team at Orion is fantastic. Our clients are fantastic. And I've just been incredibly impressed by the breadth and depth of the solutions that Orion can offer its clients in a very flexible and personal way. And I'm sure we'll talk about that a little more later, but it's a great place to be. And I'm really happy to be leading the team.
Yeah, you're in a really exciting position, Orion, you know, as a company and you personally. The industry has evolved so much, as we were just saying, we've both been around for a while. The industry has evolved so much. And the portfolio management system is kind of the hub of the advisor's world, has really, you know, taken on a new life. And you guys have, you know, taking a, you know, particular approach to it, you know, starting to aggregate a bunch of solutions, because advisors today, they're not just asset managers anymore. The services they have to provide to their clients are so much more holistic. And maybe, you know, just talk about Orion as a platform and that evolution to being, you know, a lot more broad in the services and solutions you offer.
You know, at Orion, we're a mission-driven company, and our mission is to help create a community where every advisor and investor can thrive. And if you're attempting to do that, you have to think beyond a narrow but important component of technology or a single way delivering wealth solutions. And you have to expand that so that you're offering comprehensive technology solutions and comprehensive wealth solutions. Advisors spend much, much more of their time than they would like to, and we think they need to, porting information from one technology to another, or trying to reconcile from the investments and the insurance and the cash management that they do. And our aspiration at Orion is to make that as easy as possible for financial advisors. And in order to do that, in order to achieve that potential, we need to build some solutions. And then we also need to be expert integrators for solutions where there's already great providers in the industry. So an example of that is the partnership between our firms as it relates to fee-based annuities. We're really excited to bring fee-based annuities, the information about those solutions into our ecosystem. We're excited to have, you know, a single sign-on integration with DPL, because the easier we make it for financial advisors to integrate annuities into their financial plan, into their behavioral finance conversations, which is what Orion provides, with quality solutions and a marketplace and choice and comparison tools, which is what you provide, the better off advisors are, the better off investors are, and the more equipped we are to help them all thrive.
Absolutely. And a big part of the joint solution we bring is, again, bringing more fulsome solutions to RIAs. Because as the RIA world has, you know, evolved and grown so rapidly over the last couple of decades, the services and products that they're able to offer continues to expand. And for us, you know, working on the annuity side, annuities have not kept up. The insurance world hasn't kept up with the advisory world, which has largely moved to low-cost products and fees for advice in whatever form you choose. And the insurance world has stayed in a commission high cost world and basically has not migrated and evolved with the advisor's practice. So we try to bring products through carriers. We work with carriers to bring products that work for kind of the modern advisory paradigm where they're working with low cost products and fees for advice rather than commissions for sales. And so we wind up helping advisors who have been looking to go RIA or maybe firms looking to transition to RIA. We give them that solution where that hadn't been available to them before to go completely fee-based and go completely RIA, which we think is a great innovation. And of course, it's got to be integrated into the rest of their world in a very easy way through Orion. So we're really grateful for the partnership.
Yes, we are too. And I will say, what you said is so important in terms of advisors' needs. You have the returns part of the conversation, the amount that you need to earn over your life to achieve your goals, send kids to school. And then you also have the risk component of the conversation, how much risk an investor is willing to take. And in our industry, those conversations have been separate historically, and they need to be together. And investors are demanding that degree of personalization. If you look at the top reasons investors choose advisors, what they're looking for, and an advisor that knows them, understands their needs is number one. It's what number one above the investment solutions they choose, number one above the financial planning tools they use, number one above the insurance products they use. I mean, the history of the industry is very product oriented, and what investors are asking us for is to know them and understand their goals. And advisors can't have a conversation about that if they're not talking about all of it together. And so I'm excited. I'm excited about advisors being able to bring together the risk and the return part of the conversations.
Yeah. And that's another evolution, not only from the client perspective, but from the advisor perspective. Because again, back when, if you look at the history of financial advice, really it started off as salespeople. Financial advisors were brokers. They were selling something, whether it was the hottest stock or the hottest fund manager, whatever it may have been, into more of that advice model. And then the solutions continue to expand, and you need to provide more and more services. And one of the things is it's not just about accumulation anymore, right? It's not just about how can I invest your money and we'll try to accumulate the most wealth we can. It is about personalizing it to a client and what they're looking for. And it's not all about all risk all the time, trying to accumulate as much as possible. That's not what every client values. So for advisors evolving, they need new tools, both product and technology-wise, in order to meet those client demands.
Agreed. And it's interesting. One of the biggest fears investors have is that they're not making the right choices. We're a complex industry, whether, as much effort as we all put into simplifying investment solutions for clients, it's complex. That those insurance contracts are tough to understand. The variety of investment options are tough to understand. It's tough to navigate that. And what investors want to know is they're making the best choices. They're being smart with their money. They're on track to achieve their goals. And so your comparison tools, which help advisors really visualize not only for themselves and their colleagues in their businesses, but also for investors, that they're making the right choice, I think is a huge step forward for insurance.
Yeah, we think so too. They're very complex tools, but being in the technology world, some of the best technology is really complex underneath, but for use is pretty simple. So that's the way we try to design our tools, so that you don't need to be an insurance expert. You don't need to be an annuity expert. They're designed around problem solving and planning. Are you looking for guaranteed income, lifetime income? Well, let us find the most efficient product to do that. Or you're looking for protected growth to mitigate some risk. Let us help you find the best product to do that. And then we're agnostic about products and carriers. We don't care what kind of product it is or what carrier it is. It's just which one will do the job most efficiently based on what you're telling us. So we think that's a pretty large innovation in the insurance world, in the annuity world, where a lot of those products have traditionally been sold based on the the broker's favorite product. Which one did they feel they could sell? Which one paid the nicest commission? Whatever it might have been, you know, had a feature that they, you know, that resonated for clients or something like that, rather than being used to solve financial planning problems and portfolio issues, and used really for the purposes of the products rather than the sales feature.
Yes. I would say that the same thing is also true if you're trying to pick from a huge array of ETFs. You're trying to understand if crypto is right for your portfolio, or alternative investments, as great as they can be. And it's great that they're becoming more and more liquid and available at lower minimums. But understanding, you know, the liquidity profile of the investment and the risk you're taking, those are really important conversations. At Orion, what we try and do is simplify that part of the conversation through our wealth business. And then, to your point, great technology is highly powerful but simple. And in the technology part of our business, whether it's portfolio accounting or compliance solutions or CRM, we're trying to simplify advisors and investors' engagement with each other, create great conversations, and then be innovative on advisors' behalf. I'd like to say that Orion, we aspire to be our clients' research and development as it relates to technology and investments, and then integrations that'll help them have these complete conversations. You know, something we haven't talked about that I think is also really important that Orion does, and it's very much related to insurance, is behavioral finance. We have two PhDs on staff. We have some really fantastic behavioral finance tools that our advisors can use and integrate into the portfolio that they're recommending to their clients. Because again, if the objective is to really know the investor, knowing their whole self, the financial goals that you get through the plan, and then their ability to withstand risk, their perspectives on the market, how different spouses are alike or different in their views on the market and their goals is extremely important. And that behavioral finance understanding of risk tolerance versus risk seeking certainly resonates with their interest in and need for get more guaranteed solutions or more risk seeking solutions.
Yeah, there's so much there that you said, but we work with really two different types of advisors. It's really the traditional RIA who's never really been able to use insurance annuities in their practice because the compensation models didn't align. And so we're really helping those advisors incorporate annuities and insurance for the first time, and, you know, expanding wallet share with their clients, bringing solutions that might resonate more. And then we're working with the hybrid advisor to transition them to fully fee-based and maybe, you know, go fully RIA, break away from their broker-dealer. And the interesting thing, you know, along those behavioral lines is we did a survey of those RIAs who are using annuities for the first time, asking them, what has been the effect on your practice and your clients? And the behavioral benefits, because annuities have a checkered reputation, but not with academics. Academics are huge fans of annuities, both economically and behaviorally for clients. And it was really neat to hear advisors who just started using annuities reflect back to us the behavioral benefits that they were getting from their clients. They've reported their clients are more able to stay with their financial plan, you know, during market volatility. Clients are basically better able to sleep at night, you know, when they've got guaranteed income. They're able to spend more in their retirement because they feel okay spending because they've got, you know, the guaranteed income for life, and they don't worry about over depleting their portfolio early in their retirement. So the behavioral aspects are so interesting and a great way, you know, for advisors to differentiate and connect. As you were pointing out early in the conversation, clients really want to know that you understand them. You're not just managing them amongst thousands of other people in the same portfolios in the same ways, but that you understand their particulars. And their psychology is a huge part of, you know, how they view their finances and their plan, their financial plans and their retirements.
You know, it's interesting. I'd love to see that research. Earlier in my career, I've seen two pieces of research related to guarantees, both of which I thought were incredible. I'm struggling to remember the sources. I know one is Schwab, but I can't remember the other. The first is exactly what you said, that one of the biggest challenges that retirees have is feeling okay spending their money early in retirement.
That's right.
And early in retirement is when both spouses are still healthy, when, you know, you don't have grandkids you're taking care of, Your own health is not an issue. And so that's when you want to be spending because you have a high quality of life, and yet people don't feel comfortable doing it and they regret it later in their retirement, which, you know, is really sad. And I think all of us in the industry should be supporting retirees in that.
And on top of it, they've gone from now savers to spenders, right? They've been saving and investing all their life. They've been getting a paycheck. All of a sudden, the paycheck stops. And now we have to start depleting our savings. And that's hard for many to do. And when you've got the annuity, it helps with a number of those things. One is you again have a paycheck. You're again kind of getting that paycheck or something that feels very much like the paycheck. And you know you've got the backstop, because the big fear and the reason they don't want to spend is they don't want to run out of money later in their life. So they don't know with an undetermined lifespan, like how much can I spend? So they want to be a little conservative earlier in their retirement, but the annuity allows them to spend because of they know that there'll be assets there later in their retirement. So many of the advisors we work with, they'll use their planning software to say, okay, what are the essential expenses during my client's lifetime? And let's cover those with guarantees. So, you know, let's look at Social Security. Do they have a pension? Whatever it might be, let's top it off with an annuity so that essential expenses will always be covered. And then we'll cover variable expenses or discretionary expenses with the market, you know, because the market can be variable. That will let the market take care of inheritances, discretionary spending during retirement. And that seems to be something that makes clients very comfortable.
You know, it's interesting. We've been talking about really understanding your clients and the importance of personalization and knowing who they are and integration to save advisors time. The other thing we're really talking about is complexity and how the complexity of investment solutions and insurance solutions get in the way. And one thing that fee-based annuities does is it removes the pricing complexity. They're still complex products, yeah, but removing that price complexity is huge. And I think important, not just from a regulatory perspective that RIAs can incorporate annuities, but also just in terms of investors getting comfortable with them.
Yeah. And so that's something we work very hard on, is working with carriers to develop products that I always say that can be used and not sold, so that financial advisors can understand them, clients can understand them, and they're built to serve a purpose, you know, within a plan or within the portfolio. And they're not overly complex, don't have a lot of hidden fees. And then we use our technology to make it really simple to find the products. Even when there's, you know, there's always complexity to financial services products, but the technology then you can help eliminate some of that complexity by doing product selection based on planning goals and client specifics rather than product features and goals. So we think that, you know, that really helps advisors as well. And one of the things, you know, we've worked a lot with a number of your team on is supporting those advisors who might be transitioning from going in, you know, fully independent, where they've been using annuities in the past and now are looking for, you know, what is the solution if I go RIA? Because there hasn't often been a solution, and that could be an objection, you know, for a firm or an advisor who had been in the past looking to go fully independent and fully RIA. If they liked annuities and, you know, and had an annuity book of business.
The other thing that I'll just say related to that is I believe it's really important when advisors are having conversations with their investors for them to be able to explain to the investor why change is necessary. Because change is hard. Like, there's a lot of friction, you know, there's usually taxes. You've gotten comfortable with where you're at just from understanding the investment solution and its purpose in the portfolio. And so we spend a lot of time at Orion investing in comparison tools. That's where we're leveraging AI to make sure that advisors have, you know, first draft type conversations with clients. We make sure that, you know, we're bringing in behavioral finance. Like, given that you're an optimist in nature, this is how your portfolio relates to that. If you're a pessimist, here's how your portfolio needs to change. This is where we're bringing in all the risk metrics that we have at Orion. This is, you know, how your portfolio is going to do in an incredible up market. This is how it's going to do in a financial crisis. Those comparisons, they really bring to life why an investor should change. And I know that that's something that at DPL you've invested in too. And I just think it's really important in that conversation between the advisor and the client.
It's interesting. You're bringing up a lot of the comparison tools. Orion as a firm, you know, has kind of taken the approach of, you know, doing a lot of acquisitions in the not too distant past in order to help create a more fulsome solution for advisors. So how does the platform look now to advisors? Do you have to participate and use all the different features? Is there pricing that you can use portfolio management and not planning? Like, how does all that work? And how have the integrations been going with all the different platforms that you guys have acquired over the last 5 or so years?
You know, it's interesting. So the first thing I'll say is we're probably in phase 2 of integrations. Just take the integrations point first. Our goal is to have a comprehensive platform that our clients, the advisors, can choose to use if it makes sense for their business. And we think it'll make sense for many advisors because it'll reduce the friction between the functional pieces of technology or the traditional functional pieces of technology. You won't have to establish a client relationship in your CRM and then reestablish that same client relationship in your portfolio accounting, then reestablish it again in your financial planning system, and then understand the interactions between your advisors and compliance in a totally different compliance system, calculate risk of portfolios in a different technology, and then port that into the CRM and the client communications. And so that functional integration, first step is SSOs and just not having to log in over and over again. We did that right away. Second step is what I call functional integration, where you're bringing information about the client together in your CRM, where you don't have to move from your CRM to your portfolio management system. Instead, you can navigate directly from the CRM and see portfolio management information about that client. You bring your risk management, your behavioral finance, your portfolio construction together in a single comparison tool. Those are two examples. The next phase is to have a uniform client across all and to have a uniform user experience that starts and ends in the workflow of a particular advisor versus being functional.
Yep.
And we're deep into that third level of integration. We're going to deliver on a lot of the single client view, meaning single advisor and investor view, later this year and early next. And then the client experience we are expecting to deliver in the first half of next year. Now, not all advisors want to use us for everything. You and I both know that every advisor business is different and every advisor is different. They choose to serve their clients differently. And so what I say at the team is we need to be flexible. We have to have a flexible ecosystem where advisors can choose their own adventure. And some advisors will want to use us just for one piece of technology, and that's a very, very valued client. Other large enterprises might want to use us for comprehensive solutions, our direct indexing, our OCIO, our model marketplace, and our portfolio accounting and trading and compliance. And we need to have a beautifully integrated experience for that type of enterprise and everything in between. So we place flexibility at a high, high premium here at Orion, because the last thing in the world we want to do is force advisors to change in ways that lead to less flexibility, less personalization of their business because of the technology and investment solutions we provide.
Yeah. I mean, and that's a big reason a lot of people go RIA.
Yeah.
It's because they want the flexibility. They want to be able to choose their own path, their own technology, their own products, and having that autonomy, you know, to be able to make those decisions is very important. So you guys have been a high growth company since we've been working with you, and known Orion obviously as a firm for a long time. You guys have grown dramatically over the last number of years. Where do you see the growth coming from, and where do you see it coming in the future?
Well, the first thing I just want to say is we're very privileged at Orion to serve fast-growing financial advisors. We do a survey every January, a wealth technology survey. And one of the things we do in that survey is we interview advisors from throughout the industry, whether they use Orion or they don't, whether they outsource or they don't. And what you find is that advisors who use Orion are growing faster than other advisors. And there's probably two reasons for that. One is fast growth advisors choose Orion, and the other is Orion helps those fast growth advisors succeed. And so we get a lot of growth from the growth of the advisors and the enterprises that serve them who leverage our platform. So we implement tools and resources to make sure that those advisors and those enterprises are not spending time with their technology, instead are spending time with clients and helping clients grow. So that's the first lever for our growth, and a really important one. I would argue the most important. If our clients are succeeding, then we're succeeding by default. And so we need to make sure that we're making decisions to help them succeed. Second lever for growth is our industry is really growing. You know, we serve the fastest growing components of the industry, independent financial advisors, either broker-dealer affiliated, hybrid, or fully independent, and then the enterprises that serve them. And so industry growth is propelling our growth. The third thing I'll say is we're increasing the solutions that we offer on our platform. And so advisors using us for more technology or more wealth, which is another type of inorganic growth, is also quite healthy in Orion. And then the last thing I'll just say is we also want to make sure that our services are relevant to more parts of the industry. There was a time where Orion really focused on a specific size of advisor in a specific channel. And now we're really expanding that to advisors across multiple channels. So we serve insurance-oriented financial advisors through clients that we have, either insurance-based broker-dealers, firms like yours, IMOs. We serve large broker-dealers. We serve banks, as well as independent financial advisors.
Yeah, you've got a lot of customers.
Yeah, it's great.
And a lot of different kinds of customers with different needs. So that diversity of solution is really necessary. It's interesting, you know, kind of observing from the outside, everything seems to be cyclical, right? So when I first got in the industry, the advisor's desktop was generally a single provider, you know, and then bespoke solutions started coming. So I want a better planning system, or I, you know, want a rebalancing system that does. And now the importance is of getting them all to play together, you know, or kind of all coming back together to at least feel like a single solution. And, you know, take advantage of, because it became too inefficient to have all those bespoke solutions. So now that integration and everything working together and seamlessly, like you said, so you, as an advisor, so you can spend more time with your clients and doing your work than worrying about technology working together.
Yeah. And it's our challenge, you know, companies like Orion, it's our challenge to make sure that our solutions, we have to compete every day. For those, when you look at the beginning of the cycle, it was highly captive. So those central home office platforms didn't evolve quickly because they didn't need to. Well, we're operating in a really different competitive environment now where advisors have a lot of control and a lot of power. So we're competing every day for that business. And I would argue that that is a gift because it makes us nimble, focuses us on continuing to do R&D, to invest on behalf of the financial advisors, and to think differently about the solutions we're offering in the future. And I'm really excited about where we are in the industry right now and where financial advice is. I agree with you that we're in a fun part of the cycle where businesses are maturing. And so because businesses are maturing, we all as providers need to mature alongside of them, where the black line between investment solutions and tech is blurring and it's becoming more gray, where personalization at scale is possible. And not just personalization for the investor or the advisor, but personalization of your tech stack is possible. That's an exciting place to be.
No question. And ultimately, who we're all serving is the end client. And so I think it's been neat to see you guys expand into space that, you know, really focuses on the end client, you know, through, I know you support advisors with, you know, marketing and communications to end clients, the behavioral finance aspects. So it's not just doing your work and being able to run your business, but actually engaging with clients and getting clients more comfortable with their advisor, getting more personalization, more bond between the advisor and the client to deliver solutions that are geared to specific clients. And I think that's, to me, a very exciting, you know, development, as I've been somebody who focuses on clients for my career.
No, it's really exciting for me too. You know, we serve financial advisors, but a big part of the service we provide to financial advisors is creating great conversations between them and their clients and clearing room for financial advisors to spend more time with their clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really helpful for financial advisors to understand what is the most value added of their time with their clients and then to let firms like Orion and yours help them with the items that aren't as valued by investors. It's also really inspiring to me when I talk to financial advisors and they tell me that, you know, Orion has been helpful in their business growth and how our solutions help them create great outcomes for their investors. Don't we all want to come to work every day and know that we're helping somebody retire? We're helping an advisor help a client put their kids through school. You know, we're helping provide security. It feels really good.
Yeah, it's great to enable conversations with clients that revolve around something other than returns. You know, for so many years, I'd hear financial advisors bemoan the fact that the market's going a little crazy. I hear from clients, I'm playing psychologist more than advisor. And it's like, well, everything was always, all the communication was always around returns. The only thing you're ever sending them is a statement. So they're looking at returns and their investments. When you talk to them, you're talking about their investments. So what do you expect the conversation to be about? It's going to be about the investments and returns. And now there's so many other things that you can have discussions on. You know, the risk tolerances, behavioral issues, much better ways to engage than worrying about the market and having conversations about what's the market doing? How's it going? What am I doing? You know, is my portfolio okay?
You know, the other thing I'll just say about that is it's been the true tragedy of the retail investor that they get in too late and they leave late. And so when you look at returns, if you miss those first 10 days or those first 20 days of recovery, that's huge haircut in financial returns. And so helping create a conversation with an advisor where the advisor is reinforcing all along the way that we're going to have these tough times. We don't know how long they're going to last. We don't know how deep they're going to be. But you're investing for the long term, or you have guaranteed money and investment return seeking money. Think about those two buckets of money differently, but empowering advisors to have those types of conversations with investors so they don't make those mistakes, which are human. I mean, they're absolutely human. We all make them. It's a fantastic thing to be helping advisors do. And again, because technology can personalize at scale now, you can help advisors. We do this in our Red Tail Speak program, and Red Tail is our CRM system, where you can set template text messages to investors using AI in part to drive those first draft messages. So in times where markets are really volatile, you can quickly remind people that you have a plan, that the advisor and the investor have had this conversation. You can give them facts about what's going on with the markets. I mean, there's no guarantees in this world about markets and market returns, but you can at least remind them of the decisions that they made when they were in a less volatile period of time. And at Orion, I'm really glad we're investing in those types of communications and those types of tools.
That's terrific. Well, I appreciate your time today, Natalie. This has been a great conversation. We look forward to continuing our work together and bringing great solutions to advisors and their clients. So this has been great. And if you want to, any final thoughts? Floor is yours.
Oh, just thank you for having me here today. It was a great conversation. It's fun to talk to somebody who is trying to serve financial advisors and investors too. So thanks for taking the time.
Awesome. Again, thanks for the partnership. Thanks for the time. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.